Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is May the 22nd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Esther, chapters 4 to 6. God delights to honor his faithful servants. We read in Esther, chapter 6, verses 7 to 9 like this. And Haman answered the king, "For the man whom the king delights to honor, let a royal robe be brought, which the king has worn, and a horse on which the king has ridden, which has a royal crest placed on its head. Then let the robe and horse be delivered to the hand of the one of the king's most noble princes, that he may array the man whom the king delights to honor." The book of Esther clearly reveals the providence of God, since God has seen beforehand what the enemy Haman has planned against his servant Mordecai, and then foiled his plans in the most amazing way. Upon the advice of his wife, Haman had constructed a 70 feet high gallows in order to hang Mordecai in it after getting the permission from the king. After making this evil scheme, Haman went to sleep, but God kept King Ahasuerus awake through the night. By divine coincidence, the king came to know that Mordecai was not rewarded, even though he had previously foiled an assassination attempt on his life. God was in perfect control over everything that was happening at this time. When God planted the desire in the king's heart to reward Mordecai, Haman was plotting at the same time to have him hanged. When Haman came before the king in order to suggest that Mordecai be hanged to death, the king attempted to reward the same Mordecai who had saved him from his assassins. In his arrogance, Haman presumed that the king desired to honor him and then suggested a course of action that he would most enjoy himself: a royal parade through the city plaza so that everyone could see and hear about the king's delight in him. Little did he realize that the king was planning this reward for a man whom Haman had regarded as his worst enemy. To add injury to insult, it was Haman who had to lead Mordecai through the streets and proclaim, "Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor." There is one more interesting fact to consider. Just like Haman intentionally concealed the identity of the people that he had recommended to destroy, God caused the identity of Mordecai to be concealed until Haman had proposed the details of the tremendous honor that he had envisioned for himself. The famed theologian J.G. Bellett has remarked on this entire incident as follows: "The wonderful interweaving of circumstances which we get in this history. There is plot and underplot, wheels within wheels, circumstances hanging upon circumstances, all formed together to work out the wonderful plans of God." God caused Mordecai to be honored so lavishly because he had proved his faithfulness to God by his prior actions. God delights to honor his faithful servants always. There are three excellent examples in the Bible to substantiate this claim. Take the case of Joseph in the Old Testament, who was faithful in his integrity and commitment to God, even during his worst temptation. Due to this, God honored Joseph by raising him from prison to become the ruler of Egypt. Similarly, Daniel was faithful in his commitment to maintain his ceremonial purity with food when he was young. So God honored Daniel by promoting him to become the ruler over the whole province of Babylon and the chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. In the New Testament, the best example of a faithful person whom God delighted to honor is our Lord Jesus Christ. God has decreed that one day every knee shall bow to him and every tongue confess him Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let us remember that one day we shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and if only we are faithful to God, shall we hear the following words penned in Matthew chapter 25 verse 21. "Well done, good and faithful servant, you were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Let us determine to be faithful like Mordecai, Joseph, Daniel, and our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we too will receive due honor from him one day.